I want to just go over. We did a few very interesting things yesterday. That was maybe, you know, we really, I think that had some merit. So the nicest thing we did, just to review, is we wanted to claim, I mean, not once again, there seems to be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, even though we didn't read the Tosfos yet, is that Tosfos says, now, when the Gemara says that the Kamashman of the Mishnah is that Eino Kamo Menacha, right? Even Rav would agree. Now, why does Rav Taita say that? Pashtus, he's not saying that for his health. Taita's has to, it's a little bit fakir. Taita's has to be Marech to explain why that's true. So Pashtus, Taita's has a Hechruch. He's not just saying it because just wants to point out an interesting thing, because Tosfos is bothered by Akasha, that if you're going to say that it only works in Shmuel, not in Rav, so then Rav doesn't have a way to answer the Mishnah. Or even if you're going to make up a different way, the Gemara doesn't tell you. The Gemara should be obligated to tell you how Rav answers the Mishnah. So since this is the only answer the Gemara gives, so you have to assume that this answer works even according to Rav. Rashi, on the other hand, were medayit. The Rashi clearly argues with Tosfos, because Rashi's time is like, we thought it was in general funny that Rashi quotes the Gemara on Membav. Like, you know, the cloud, like, what's Rashi quoting? Because there's another sugya. So, could there be another sugya? Just in Stam, it's strange. You know, you have your sugya. There's another sugya. But Rashi's not. Usually doesn't quote every time another, the same sugya comes up. So I think someone said in the shir that because of the lashon hamashmanah dein okamam and acharay, I don't know if it's such a great answer, but I think someone said is that Rashi thought it was mashma that ein okamam and acharay is mashma that it's not just here, but it's a universal rule. Otherwise, it wouldn't say Kamashman on, and would have just said the din over here. Okay, I mean, I don't know why. What's wrong with Kamashman and up on Akarai?
Because it's not teaches a general principle. If you're saying it's if it
well, it's teaching you the principle over here, Kamashman over here, we say ain't up on Akarai.
But the reason why we're ain't holkem amanachar rov is because of hamotz mechaviyah levaraya. So everything boils back down to that.
Okay, I'm not sure if I hear such a great deal. I don't know. But anyway, but the ma'isa, okay, maybe. But the ma'isa, Rashi is very strange. You know, the Rashi equates it to Membav. So one thing is for sure that Rashi is arguing with Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, the sugya over here has nothing to do with Membav. You can't say, I guess the Kamashman over here, it would not be true in Membav, because our Kamashman is even according to Rav, and our Rav argues on Membav. So it's not right. According to Tosfos, it would be wrong to say Kamashman and to quote Membav. Right? That's wrong, because Rav and Membav is arguing, even though he agrees here. So Rashi is clearly arguing with Tosfos. So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds that over here, even Rav agrees, ain't okamam and acharay. And the Rashi says that the same way we say here, ain't okamam and acharay, we would say on Membav, and the Rav who argues on Membav would argue here too. So the question we had was that according to Rashi, how's he going to answer Tosfos' Kasha? Even though Tosfos never asked the Kasha, but we assume that there's a self-understood question in Tosfos, because Tosfos, we said again, doesn't say things just for his health. That the problem is that the Gemara doesn't explain how Rav's going to explain the Mishnah. So if our Gemara is only going in Shmuel, not in Rav, it's Shver. So we pointed out, I thought it was very nice, is that the Rav makes a klaymar, and the Gemara asks the kasha, my nafkamina, he makes a klaymar, which means that he's changing from the pashas. He says, my tzarech ledaktek b'zeh. See, I'm not sure what his klaymar is. And it's not sure what he's adding. I mean, the words my nafka mina was very clear. Why does Rashi say Kloimar Matsar the Daktik? What is he? What is he? And the word the Daktik is a strange word. So we said that did what Rashi's saying. If you learn the Gemara Kipshuto my nafka mina, you will learn it's a kasha on the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah teaching you? So Rashi's saying Kloimar, the question was not on the Mishnah. The question is on Rav Papa. Might start with Daktik. Is that the Daktik is? Why did Rav Papa be midaktik in this? What was Rav Papa's agenda? So that the question's on Rav Papa rather than on the Mishnah. That's what Rashi means with the Kloimar. Kloimar, because when you say Matzar Lidaktik, you're speaking to Rav Papa. Why are you, Rav Papa, being midaktik? The Mishnah is not being midaktik. You're midaktik in the Lashon of the Mishnah. So why did Rav Papa be midaktik? So the Gemara's kasha is on Rav Papa, not on the Mishnah. Which means, so we said that it could be that on the Mishnah there's no kasha, because it could be that you could claim that since Khan and Chavis mean the same thing, so the Mishnah is allowed to use them interchangeable, that they mean the same thing. So why do I have to be midaktik? So if I care, the Mishnah wasn't midaktik. In other words, the Mishnah wasn't midaktik in its lashon, and it means the two words mean the same. So one time they use one word, and one time they'll use a different word. Because if I care, I'll say the Mishnah was not midaktik, and that's why he used the two different words, because they mean the same. So what's the difference? So the kasha of my nafka mina is only a kasha on Rav Papa, which is some of you say to stick a thing. If you ever find another Mishnah where the Mishnah changes the word in the middle, so according to the simple pshat, the Gemara, according to Taibis, that's a kasha on the Mishnah. According to what we learn in the Rach, it's not a kasha on the Mishnah, right? That's what we're saying. The Rach is saying that a Mishnah is allowed to change the word. The fact that a Mishnah changes the word doesn't mean a big deal.
Rabbi, that's very difficult.
What?
It does mean a big deal. They're very meduyak.
No, we're claiming in order to defend Taisus, in order to defend Rashi, that Rashi felt that the Gemara's kasha was only in Rav Papa. The Gemara was never asking a kasha on the Mishnah. That's what we were trying to say yesterday. So you have to, and that's why there's no problem. Why? What is Rav going to do with the Mishnah? Because we never asked the kasha on the Mishnah. We asked the kasha on Papa.
And the Gemara does start with the kasha on the Mishnah.
What?
But the Gemara does start with the kasha on three different Mishnayos, no?
Yeah, but the Rav Papa answered that they because the words all mean the same. So once Rav Papa gives the suggestion that we had for Rashi is that if the words mean different, so then you have a kasha on the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah switching to a different word which means something different? But once Rav Papa said that Kad and Chavis mean the same thing, means that they're synonyms, two different ways of saying the same thing. So then the question is there now a question on the Mishnah? So the simple reading of the Gemara has a mind nafka mina, means that even after Rav Papa said that they both mean exactly the same thing, there's still a kasha on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah would have stuck to one word and the Mishnah wouldn't have switched to two different words, because it's misleading, it's confusing. It's more, if once you change the word, the reader will think that you mean something else. So even though the two words mean identical, the same, and the Tana uses them interchangeable. In other words, there's such a thing as the Suin and Ishus and Kedushin, right? The Hitchatein and Hinase, right? The Hitchatein and Hinase, as far as I know, they mean the same thing. I don't know anyone. Hitchatein is Chasana, and Hinase is to have Nisuin. I think they mean the same thing. I don't think one means just Kedushin and one means Nisuin. They Nitzchatein, and a person is not an ish. Mekudeshes means only Kedusha, but Nitzchatein and Inase, I think they mean the same thing.
It's just today we do it all at the same time, so we don't differentiate.
So if let's say a Mishnah or a Gemara would be talking about marriage, and then one place they would say Nitzchatein, and one place they would say Inase. So comes that they would ask the kasha, and then a papa would say, "Nitzchatein and inase mean the same thing." So now is there a problem? So according to Taisus, it's a problem. Oh, Gufa. Okay, they mean the same thing, but why did Tana confuse me by switching the word? Granting it means the same thing, but it would have been clearer if the Tana would have stuck with the same word. By switching to a different word, he's confusing me because I'm a touchy guy and I might think that the word means something else. So why did Tana do that? The other choice, and that's a Gemara's Kasha and a Mai Nafkamina. Why did Tana do it? The other choice, which I think is not such a bad choice, is Vakeret. Since the two words mean the same thing, so the Tana was just talking like a normal person talks. And when a normal person talks, you use words that mean the same thing. I can say you and I can say him, it, and I ate an apple, it was very good. So you're gonna ask me a question. Why did you say it, not apple? First you said, I ate an apple. You should always say, the apple was very good. The apple was red. The apple, well, why did you use the word it? It's confusing. No, not confusing. It and the apple the same mean the same thing. So Khan and Chavis mean the same thing. So I'm allowed to change the word. I'm not paying attention. So
the Rach says beferish that Chavis is larger than Kad. They are not the same thing.
That happens to be first of all that's later. But we're saying in Rapapa near beginning, Rapapa said that when Rapapa answered Hainu Kad Hainu Chavis, at that stage in the day, I don't know if he was saying that they're different. When the Gemara at the end when it says there's a Rav, so that's when the Rach says what he said. The Gemara's original statement Hainu Kad Hainu Chavis. Hashib Shadin, that is that they're the same. So we're saying that when the Gemara asks my nafkamina, according to the Rav, the Gemara is not asking on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is allowed to go ahead and interchange with if the Tana of the Mishnah held that they're the same and that they're just two words in Tanakh. We're going to get into Bikias of Navi. You know, we did this once with Sandy, that there's a giant machlegas among the Svarim, right? Sandy was giving you all the Bikias. In Navi, we have a lot, very often in Sukkim, that you have a redundancy, meaning the Navi will say a phrase, and then there'll be a second phrase, which seemingly is a repetition of the first phrase in different words. So the Malbim and apparently the Gra is very insistent that there's never a redundancy and that the second phrase, when it's a different word, means something slightly different. And there's always some nuance different in the second phrase and the first phrase. But other Mepharshim, I think we said the Eben Ezra and the Radak, I don't remember, is that what we said?
Definitely the Radak.
Yeah, and I think They learned.
Not the Radak. Right?
What?
Not the Radak.
Yes, the Radak. Yes, the Radak is.
Okay.
Says, Kafal Ha'inyan B'milim Shonos.
Yes. I think there was the Eben Ezra also.
Right.
I think the Eben Ezra is that the Psukim Satara repeats itself in the same word, uses different words to say the same thing. So, there is such a thing that you can use the same words to say the same thing. And so why do they do that? I don't know, it's poetic. It's not, we know, according to the Radak, that there's no kasha. So,
I mean, Rabbi, in the four of Papa, if you just read the Mishnah, if you say, who is it talking to when it says Bala Chavis? You would assume it's talking at the Bala Kad, because it's
I one... don't know. You would be confused. If you just read the Mishnah, you would be confused. Came along Rav Papa and says, so you won't be confused, that a Chavis and a Kad are the same thing. Now the Gemara has a Kasha. So according to the question is a Kasha on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah shouldn't do such a thing, because even if Chavis and Kad are mamish the same thing, you're not allowed to change words. This is an interesting hashkafa, or no. The Mishnah, if it's mamish the same thing, if the Mishnah lived in a place, right? Let's say we read the Gemara that there are certain places that they call them both, right? So the Ikanami, the Gorel Chavisa, Kada, the Kada Chavisa. According to this, especially Rabbeinu Hananel's Gerasa, means that in that other place, they call both. So there are certain places that do not distinguish between Kad and Chavis, right? That's clear in according to Rabbeinu Hananel. So maybe the Tana of the Mishnah came from those places where Chavis and Kad mean exactly the same. And therefore, he interchanges them. And that's not a kasha on the Tana of the Mishnah. They mean exactly the same. They're synonymous.
So what was your Papa's
the same words.
So what's your Papa's dear?
Papa is not medayik anything. Rav Papa was, according to the way we're trying to answer Rashi, and that we think is what Rabbeinu Hanano is saying, Rav Papa came in and he said, Shana Mishnah, that the Mishnah holds Kan and Chavis are the same. And that's a perfect answer to answer the Mishnah, and Rav can go home, and the Gemara could have stopped right there. Then the Gemara has a kasha on Rav Papa. Very nice, Rav Papa. Thank you for answering the Mishnah, but it sounded like Rav Papa did not just give a shir that was just miyashev the language. Rav Papa had, it's like there were bigger agendas. Rav Papa, Rav Papa had to have an agenda. Not just the agenda is so because he should be able to read the Mishnah.
If the Gemara knows that you could read it that way, so why is the Gemara asking the question? That's the part I'm not getting.
Maybe the Gemara didn't know. Maybe the Gemara needed Rav Papa's answer. But that knowing Rav Papa,
somebody's got to answer. Who's going to answer if Rav Papa doesn't answer it?
Rav Papa gives shirim on the internet every day. There's always some halachic nafka min in his shir. He doesn't just clarify some language, right? If you're going to claim to people, you got stuck on daf yomi, what a word means, I'll tell you what the word means. That wasn't, everybody has their agendas.
But I should say, I'm Rav Papa at the beginning, and quote Rav Papa as asking the question, if it's not such a strong question without his getting involved.
I don't know. So the Rav Papa answered it, but the Gemara felt that Rav Papa would not have given this share unless Rav Papa had it. That's what seems in the Rav.
I hear that does seem what the Rav's saying, but I'm just curious, does Rabbi agree with Avram that sounds strange? Like, if it's good enough for the Gemara to ask it, why is it not good enough for Rav Papa to answer it?
I don't think that sounds strange, because there's a goal in learning is a Nogeda Maisa. And if it wouldn't be Nogeda Maisa, so you'll be stuck on the Mishnah. So you won't know why it changed the word. Okay. You'll leave it there. There's no halachic. There are definitely we don't do a halacha. We don't learn a halacha so much.
I mean, where is this quoted? Where are these other two things quoted from?
A sheet of you're supposed to learn a halacha. So if there's no relevance to halacha, it's like, why are we discussing this for? What are you? So it's not so simple. So Rav Papa would not have given a shir on something that was not noged halacha. It helps us to read the Mishnah, and otherwise we would have left the shir. So we would have left the shir. Okay, so we would have left the shir. So it's not la halacha. Like the Gemara sometimes asks, it's hilchos at the Mishicha. Rav Papa would not bother. That's what the Rav is saying, and that fits in very nicely in why he says kolaymar. He's saying Kleimar Gufa to say this, that he's changing from the pashtus, and Lamed Ein Adakte. Because the Gemara is saying that Rav Papa, especially knowing Rav Papa, I don't know, maybe other Amorim are different. Rav Papa does not go ahead and stop say he didn't get up. Rav Papa had a weekly shear. Thousands of people came to his weekly shear. He didn't go ahead and say a weekly shear to just to answer the Lashon of the Mishnah. You know, Rav Avadah Yosef gave a weekly shear with broadcasts. Go, the shear had a, you know, there was a, the shear had a goal, a theme, a message, a nafkamina la'alocha, tell people to keep kashrus, keep Shabbos. I don't know. A person makes a drasha. There's an agenda. His agenda, well, not that it's not a kosher agenda, but it's not the, you know, it's not the agenda. And I remember it's not a good example, but when I was in Israel, so they started the cheder, and everyone knows that cheder in Israel. So we started the cheder in the yeshiva. So yeshiva only wanted to know if we'll be able to start a high school, because she wanted to get into Israel. She believed in the Chavetz Chaim Derech, and he wanted to bring the Chavetz Chaim Derech to Israel, and he wanted to start a yeshiva katana and then a yeshiva gedola. A Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva Gedolah in Israel. So he only wanted to know if from the Hakeder we could start a high school and then a Yeshiva Gedolah. So I asked Rashiva, listen, what's the difference? Am I so we need a Cheder? We had kids for the Cheder. We had already kids signed up, so to speak. And there was a definite need for a Cheder. I don't know if we'll be able to start a high school, but there's a big need for a Cheder. So Rashiva said, there's a big need for a Cheder, but I have more important things to spend my time on. I'm not spending time on a cheder. So you're going to tell me you're going to have a high school in Yeshiva Gedolah? Okay, I'll spend my money. You know, it means that wasn't just time, it was money. You know, I have my priorities. So just because something is in need doesn't mean you spend your time on it.
What was the Yeshiva Katana? Was that Rabbi Waxman's Yeshiva Katana became Yeshiva
Katana? No, it never happened.
It never happened, right? It's not Rabbi Waxman's Yeshiva Katana.
No, it never happened. It never happened. What can you do? But the Yeshiva was planning on it happening, but it never happened. Okay. But the Maisa, but I'm just saying the concept, just because something is valid doesn't mean you spend time on it. There can be a lot of valid things, but that's not what you should be spending your time on. So Rav Papa, who was the way we'll be reading the Rach, Rav Papa would not have said a shir on this topic. What do you mean? Otherwise, you'd be stuck on the Mishnah. Okay, you'll be stuck on the Mishnah. Not the end of the world. So the Rach is saying that the cash is only in Rav Papa. Rav Papa wouldn't have spent this time unless Rav Papa had there's enough mina halacha. So if the cash is on Rav Papa, the answer is because Rav Papa is teaching you a halacha that we pass in like Shmuel against Rav. Very nice. That's what we wanted to say. That's what. And I wanted to add, like we said yesterday, I see a little bit, I don't know if it's a kvetchi diak, but it's a little bit of a diak. If you look at the end of Rabbeinu Chananu, Rabbeinu Chananu says, Mo the tema zil baser ruba, the ruba lo kari na kada chavisa, kamash manan kada hainu chavis, lo azir maman acha raiv. What is he saying v'chein adin for? What's he saying v'chein adin? He said already that din. He said that din im anitva v'ava tovea lohavi raya v'chein adin. He already said that din im anitva. So why is he repeating v'chein adin?
I just not saying that's how we paskin.
Right, so he's telling you that this is first he's saying this is what the Gemara is saying. B'chein adin. So isn't that strange? I mean, I'm not a bucking in the Rach, but every time the Rach quotes, assuming the Rach is explaining, assuming the Gemara here is explaining the Mishnah, and the Gemara gives no other pshat in the Mishnah. So when anyone, you have to sell me b'chein adin. When the Rach explains that every Mishnah, there's every Mishnah, after the Mishnah, the Rach says, the Chein Adin, Of course, it's Ye'adin. It's a Mishnah. So in according to this, it's very good. This is not Pshat in the Mishnah. This is Pshat in Rav Papa. Rav Papa is making is a machlokes amarim. Again, usually I don't think he usually says Kena didn't even amarim. I doubt it very much. But over
Mark Sosin, being Sosin, like one
of the. And he's coming to argue a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So therefore, the Rav has to say, "This is what Rav Papa is saying." The Kena didn't, and you should know we basket like Rav Papa. But if you learn the other way, that the Rav is just, that the Gemara has just explained the Mishnah, I think the Losh and the Kena Din would be a little funny. What? So it's a shtickle raya, like another raya, that this is what the Rav means.
Yeah. Rebbe, also the sheet that brings the Rashba says the same deal.
Says what, Diak?
That the quotes of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's going, that the Gemara is going on Rav Papa, not on the Mishnah.
Wait a second. You're taking away. I got to see this inside. I
waited till the end.
There's a Shita that brings a Rashba.
Who's that again?
Rashba. Rashba brings
well, listen, if maybe he's addressing the fact that it's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel.
Let me look up the, is it in the Rashba itself?
Yes, it's the Rashba.
Okay, the main after me to make up a member. Kashmir, Shmir, Haitana, Haidina, Lamini, Mohani, Masina, Shmir, Hadab, Zinda. Wow. That's pretty amazing. You're actually right. He says it. He brings the rach. It's unusual. He brings the rach. Another, the rach is a different problem. Why would a few Mishnahs, if the Mishnah wrote it for an agenda, so he should have just written it once. Because if that's time the way the Mishnah talks, so then it's very good that the Mishnah does it five times. But if the Mishnah is out to teach you a halacha, so it should have sufficed with one time.
Where are these other Mishnayos, Rabbi?
I don't know. I look on the side of the Gemara.
I looked on the side. I can find it.
Okay. I don't know. You stop me. I don't answer these questions. These are, you know.
I want to see what the Mefarshim say over there on the Mishnah.
Right. He says it. One's on Rav Lamed Aleph, and one's on Kuf Tesvav.
I checked both of them.
Okay. I don't know.
The Lamed Aleph on the base is there.
You know, my vast ideas and shots, I trust him as far as the shots. Anyway, but you're right. If he says, all right, you're right. There's the finish of Rashba. Look at that.
What diak does he make in the Rash?
In what?
He makes a diak in the Rash?
He says, came ask me lashon a Rash.
Does he say from which lashon?
He just said, he quotes the line. The Kalomar, my Chakadak. Yes, try to favor it. Okay, so we're saying, all right.
Save me the shot is the thing I did.
I can't feel bad. That's because it happens to be good. But the Maisa, so this is the Machlekes Rashi, and that we said that Rashi, who goes, Rashi would have to hold like the Rash. And Tysus is holding differently, and it comes out an interesting hashkafa that there's a machlokes hashkafa between Rashi and Tysus, or the Rashba and the Rach versus Tysus, whether a Gemara, a Tana is allowed. It's a very, you know, it comes out a very fascinating machlokes. Is a Tana allowed? You know, the same machlokes of the Radak versus the Malbum. Yes. Yeah, it's a funny thing.
No, that's a Lashon Navi. It's different.
I the same type of machlokes. I don't mean that they're necessarily arguing, but the same type of machlokes. The Malbim gets very upset that Chas v'Shalom, the Navi would use the same word, a different word to say the same thing over again. And why would he use a different word and meant the same thing? And well, I don't know, Sam is redundant. And other people say, okay, that's how it is. So yeah, it's such a machlokes. The Rashba is saying that if Tana and Chavis mean the same thing, the Tana could go ahead and just interchange them at will. And that's it. And Tosfos holds it's not true. The Tana would never do such a thing. You know, I had
Rebbe, yeah, just, there's several people unmuted. It's causing like an echo effect. If other people could just mute themselves,
I went once to Rav Shia many years ago, and I was a Boker. The yeshiva was in Israel. That was 77, I think. So we were learning Kedushin. So I made a Seder Rav Shia to learn Birka Shmuel with him once a week, because I wanted to learn how to read a Birka Shmuel. Rabbi Naiman used to say, if you can read a Birka Shmuel, you can get smicha. So I wanted to know how to read it, right? Rabbi Hammer, you remember that, I'm sure. So I had to say to him how to read Birka Shmuel. So we did the first Birka Shmuel in Kedushin, and I couldn't read it at all. Anyway, basically what Yeshia told me is that the way Rav Baruch Beer wrote the Sefer is that in his shir, he had two code words for two sides of the Chakira. And the two code words are basically synonyms, but they represent two sides of the Chakira. And when Rav Baruch Beer changes in the Sefer from a word to a synonym, he's switching to the completely opposite side of the Chakira. And that's why I sort of saying, you know, so you have, for example, you have the word Rotson and Das, and I don't remember what else was in that piece. But he was Rav Shia was saying that the word Rotson and Das are mean two totally different things. And that's like, you know, that if Rav Baruch Beer ever changes a word, you have to hear that there's a reason he's changing it. You know, first it's all Rutzen, and now all of a sudden, he doesn't say that Yesh Lakor is it Rutzen or Das. That would be too much of a giveaway. But just in one sentence, he talks about Rutzen, and then the next sentence, he'll talk about Das, and you're supposed to figure out that that's the Chakira. And that's what he told me, I remember. And I remember that was what was the word. That was Rutzen and Das. I think there's another word there, too. But I don't remember what it was.
Does the Rashba quote Rashi? Does the Rashba quote Rashi?
Rashba does not quote Rashba.
Why not?
I don't know why not. But a chayre, it's mukhruch. Rashi is arguing with Tosfos. I mean, it's not Rashi's not mukhruch on this point, but we're saying that because it's mukhruch that Rashi argued with Tosfos. So we don't know how Rashi's going to answer Tosfos's kasha. So we're saying that if the Rashi held like the Rashi, that would answer Tosfos's kasha. Okay, anyway.
And Rashi and Tosfos is not arguing alumnus, right? They're just arguing how to read the. It's not alumnus Shemachlegis, is it? Rashi and Tosfos? It's just.
Wait a minute. It does come out of very alumnus Shemachlegis. Rashi doesn't hold the Tosfos' whole Svara that Rav is made. So that's alumnus Shemachlegis.
No, that's what the heckler is pushing it. Or I thought was pushing it is what is if the question on the Gemara is on Rav Papa or on the Mishnah.
Okay, so that's a Machlegis in Hilchis. It could be the question was, you know, we don't know where the starting point
is. Right.
It could be also the Machlekes is because of the Rashba's Kasha. That if the Kasha is on the Mishnah, then why would there be so, if the Mishnah did it on purpose, then why are there so many Mishnahs? So it could be a Hashkafic Machlekes with a Mishnah. Right, that could be the Machlekes. That a few Mishnah, the same and the Tana does, it's okay for a Mishnah to repeat itself. According to Rashi, it's not true. The Mishnah is not teaching us any Yisayim with this kind of chavis.
Okay. Rebbe, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara is asked l'may nafkamina. It's not the Rebbe Chanan asks. The Gemara asks l'may nafkamina. So, what is it? If I'm just reading through the Gemara before the Rebbe Chanan or anything else, I'm going to say that I'm going to read the Mishnah. I'm going to say Mishnah. It must mean Kad and Chavis are the same. You give me two other Mishnayos that also show it. It must be for sure. There's three different Mishnayos that show it. So why is it bringing a Rapapa? It's only bringing a Rapapa to tell me something which would seem to be obvious to me in order to teach me Nafkamina. I don't need to bring in a Rapapa otherwise because it should be obvious to everyone reading through the Mishnah that a Kad and a Chavis are the same if you just read them.
I don't know. Fine.
No, I mean, that's... Oh, my, why is it bringing a Rapapa? It must be there's a Nafkamina to tell us that.
I don't know. I'm not, I don't know. I'm not sure.
If we had three Mishnayos, would you use them interchangeably? That's not enough to tell us.
I agree with you because you see the Gemara asked the Kasha. Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara quoted all the sources and they asked the Kasha. So obviously the answer is not so obvious. So to say that the answer is obvious, I don't know. I don't think I would agree with you. Okay, anyway, let's go further. So that's one thing we said. Then we also point out a very nice thing yesterday also, is that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim in the case, because where we have the gersa, it's ika nami dekar de chavisa kada de kada chavisa, which means that the way we have it, the way our gersa is that there's two groups of people. There's one group of people who quo a kad a chavis, the ika nami, but there's another group that they do mamish the inverse, the kar de chavisa kada de kada chavisa. So there's a group of people that have everything backwards. That's the way.
Can I just ask one last question?
Yeah.
Just on the Lashon of the Rashba, how come he doesn't say Rav Papa's name? He just says the Gemara. He doesn't say Rav Papa.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe that's why the Gemara would ask the question. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, we passed it already. All right, anyway, so it's an interesting Rashi, that the way Rashi is saying it, not Rashi, the Gemara. The Ikanami, the Karda Chavisa Kada, the Kada Chavisa, means these people, they mamish got everything upside down. They have an opposite way of speaking. Now that's a little funny, especially the way Rashi, both Rashi and the Rocks point out that it's really based on Psukim in the Torah. The Rock says it, that a Chavis is a big one and a Kad is a small one is based on a Pasuk in the Torah, he says. Right? That's what the Rock says. So we have a raya from a pasuk that the kad is a small one, but these people, when we read the simple pshat in the Gemara, these people, I know they're mamish pumfakir from the Torah. They call kad a big one and a chav is a little one, but that's a simple pshat. The rach changes the gersa or has a different gersa, and he has a gersa v'ika tekari nami, which means that of course these people, not that these people are the other way around, but just these people are, they do it both ways, right? Okay, it's just an interesting, what would be the napkamina? I do not know.
I mean, why can't we read that into the Gemara ourselves? There are those who call kada chavisa and chavisa kada. That means that it's used interchangeably.
Ikanami the kara the chavisa kada. They call a chavis what we call a chavis. They call a kad. When we call a kad, they call a chavis.
Why can't that just mean interchangeably? They call kad chavis and chavis kad. They use them interchangeably.
I don't think that's the ika the ruba the kara the chakada kada. What we call
some people are specific. They call a kad only a kad and a chavis only a chavis. Others, they use them interchangeably. They call a kad a chavis a kad, and finished.
I don't know. Okay, I did not read it that way. What can I tell you?
Maybe unless you have different places, it's very schwer that you would have people in the same place speaking the exact opposite. Just like it's very mud the mitzias.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know. Manda Mitzias is not such a strong kasha. I don't know. Okay. A lot of Manda, you know, if you go, it depends. If you go into Harlem, they speak one way. They have a different language.
If you go in England, every other block, they have a different accent.
You know, the different, I don't know, it's such a kasha, that, you know, this is, I don't know. But okay, but that's definitely I think the simple mashmalos of the Gemara. We'll have to see if there's I also don't know what is motivating both Rashi and the Rach, that they make a point that there's an intrinsic mashmos that Chavis is Gedoyin and God is Ketana. Like, why do they do that? Like, I'm not really sure what they're, like, do they have any agenda? I mean, the Gemara just says that the right, some people speak this way, and some people, in other words, the people that speak the other way. So what do they do? That's how they speak. So why can't it just be that right people speak this way and Amiya speak this way?
Again, Rav Papa said Hainu Hainu, that especially according to the Rashba, where like the Mishnayos are using them interchangeably because, yeah, that's just how they speak. They refer.
Right, so why in the world does Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananu go out of their way? I expect there's some agenda here, which we don't get. They go out of the, when I would have read the Gemara, let's say the Gemara in Memvav, right? Was a Mem, it's Memvav. The right people buy the Raja, right? And Amiyad buy for Shechita, right? I think, is that right? So now, is that intrinsic? Is that based on a pasuk in the Torah? It depends on probably depends on the city. It depends on the place. They're probably, if you live in a city where there's a big Schlachthaus place city, so most people probably the other way. Most people buy for Shechita. It's not based on a pasuk. It's not based on it. It's a purely coincidental thing in the world that in this place, row people buy the Raja. I don't think it's a Ruba de Lesa, come on. I don't think it's based on human nature. It's a purely subjective thing, Pashas. We happen to have a place where most people are farmers and most people buy cows for plowing. Today, people don't buy cows for plowing anymore, right? Because they use tractors. So today, if you buy a cow, you're probably buying it for Shechita. It's a mitzvah. So let me say the question. So when Rashi is explaining the roiv over here, Rashi could have used the same thing, that the word itself has no intrinsic mashmos. The word is neutral, but there's a certain people speak one way and certain people speak the other way. It happens to be that the roiv is this way and the mi'at is the other way. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the mashma gedola. There's a mashmos. Chavis says mashma gedola. It's not because Rashi is not saying that's where they speak in this place. There's a certain mashmos, and the Rach is even much clearer. The Rach quotes a pasuk. The Rach quotes a pasuk. Like, what is the reason to do that? Why does he need that there's a intrinsic mashmos to the word? I do not know. I suspect there's some agenda in that, which we'll have to see why they do that. So I got sidetracked. We say that again, there's a machloikas in the two readings of what the Nami is, where you put the Nami, and the people. Are the people, in other words, a little bit in the Rach, the Shitoso, it's better to make the Nami the way he does it. Because if the Torah proves that Kad is smaller, it's strange that the people, Mamish, got it backwards from the Torah. It's one thing that they're not medactic. They're not careful. And it would be somewhat strange that they should have it backwards. But I doubt if that's his Hechra. Okay. So I don't know the reason why Rashi and the Rach go out of their way to say that there's intrinsic mashmos.
Definitely true in the Torah when it says Kad is talking about a pit like a pitcher. When Rivka was carrying, Rivka wasn't carrying a barrel to give Eliezer a drink.
That's what the Rach says, but is that relevant to our sugya? What would be if the word, instead of the word kad and chavis, let's say in America, there's different words. It was in English. So, and there's no intrinsic mashmos. It's just whatever people use, and it happens to be that that's the majority of people in America call a teapot this, and they call a saucer that, I don't know. You know, a cup this and a saucer that. I don't know, they have different words for different things. So the, you know, why does Rashi and the Rach make, I mean, and as, I'm not saying it's not true. Rashi, okay, they say it's true, but they don't just, Rashi and the Rach don't just say things that are true. They say things because there's a reason. There's a reason why we need it. They go ahead and they make that, that it's not just a Roy based on this is how people talk, but there's an inherent mashmos in the words. I don't know why they say that. Okay, all right, let's start Taisus. Okay, we still got a few minutes. We should learn to go something further. Hamenia, the Iganami dekara chavisa kada urekada chavisa. So the Gemara Taisus's gerisa is the Iganami, not like the rocks gerisa. Right, right. The Titus has a nami like we have it. So these people are karo a chavisa kad, and they call a kad chavisa. So Titus is medayek tarvayos richi. Now they could have said the ikonami, the karo. What could they say? They could have just said ikonami the karo a chavisa kada.
That's it.
But they would never call a kad a chavis. Maybe. So tarvayu srichi. Why did the Gemara say both? Oh, shim hitn and also slow kad. The hignan obisuder. So now he made a kinyan. And it's chayin. I don't care. Lo says gomim. And therefore, you have to give the money. Right? In other words, the suder was not makna the money. The suder was makna the object. So you're kind of the object with a kinyan suder. And now there's a chiyuv on you to give the damim. Damim, yokol okeach loymar. Lo etein lechot damim. Im lo titein lechavitz. The current in a chavisa kada, fishu muksik. In other words, so he's saying there's a case. We had the case in the Gemara that when Rashi says it, shemiyad amoicher losis lo edus sheyirtza. In other words, you already, the case that we have in the Gemara is the way Rashi says it. That the person already gave the money, and the moicher has to decide which one to give. So the moicher can say, "I'm going to give a little one." So he says it's also a case where the money wasn't given yet. So he can say, "I'm not going to give my money unless I get a big one."
If he hasn't paid the money yet, why can't he just say whatever he wants? Who cares? I'm not going to give you the money unless you agree to do this.
He made a kinyan, and the kinyan it makes it his chayvus. So if he doesn't pay the money, he's a ganav.
It's a mishapara probably, right?
No, it's a ganav because he's kaina. If you made a kinyan, so your abe mishapara is only if you made a promise. You committed yourself to be kaina. But once you're kaina, then you have to pay. You're kind of the object. You made a kinyan.
Right? But he doesn't know what it was because it was a kinyan sitter.
Right. Right, it could have been. I mean, the chor did. It could have been I assume there are other kinyanim. I mean, what? The case of the Gemara
obviously wasn't a kinyan kesef.
In the case of the Gemara, the guy gave money, You also have to say that there's a kinyan. Otherwise, otherwise, you could just back out. So what's the case of the kinyan? What's the kinyan in the case of the Gemara?
You can't just back. You'd have mishapara if you backed out. I mean, it could be an echanami. If you wanted to enter yourself into mishapara, then the vocal could back out, or the lokeach could back out.
But the kinyan was kinyan kesef there in the Gemara.
The kesef is not kind of by metaltelet. I guess it's not kind of metaltelet, except with the mishapara. In other words, Taisus goes out of his way. That the question that we're asking is, Taisus goes out of his way to point out that's a kinyan suder. Right? He makes Taisus his mara. Shehichnin lo zeshlokad, vehichnin lo besuder. And why does he have to say vehichnin lo besuder? Because obviously Taisus is bothered by Akasha. Because if he did a different kinyan, you would know. So it has to be hichnin lo besuder. So the problem we're asking is that's Samakash on the Gemara. Obviously, you know, there's, how can the Mishnah say that they have an argument whether he meant a Kenyan Kad or Chavis? Did he make a Kenyan? If he didn't make a Kenyan, so there's nothing to talk about. Assuming not like Shamir, that the Mishapara doesn't count. So he didn't make a Kenyan, there's nothing to talk about. So it must be there's a Kenyan. So how do he make a Kenyan? Couldn't make Kenyan Kasa because Kasa's not Kaina. So he must have been a Kenyan Suder. So why does Taisus, the question that we're asking, I think it's a good question, is that why does Taisus, it sounds like, it's almost like Taisus in his new case, he has to be Mecharash of the Kenyan Suder.
It could be Chalipin, it could have been like case, a Chalipin, Shava Veshava, whatever, like the trade.
In the second case, he doesn't say any Kenyan. He says, Kemin and Osei Zalchavis, He doesn't say what the Kenyan is in the second case. So, you know, there's, it's a little funny. Now, there's a Gemara, even before Taibis came along, we knew one, probably the second case. That's what Rashi says. So, and we weren't bothered, where's the Kenyan? So we assumed the Kenyan was Suder. What else were we thinking? So why does Taibis, when Taibis explains the first case, he's being marich too much. He should just say that if he didn't give the money yet, and he has to tell you the whole story that he made a Kenyan Suder. It's like, you know, it's like digging up his Suder. In other words, so it sounds like that in the other case you have Kenyan Kesef, but that's fair.
If he didn't do Kenyan Suder, of course he can back out. The person who's buying can of course back out otherwise.
I understand. That's good for my problem. My problem is Taisus understood the Gemara. Before Taisus started, we have to, this is a very Chafetz Chaim question. Taisus understood the Gemara. Before he started, he had no problem with the Gemara. The only problem he had in the Gemara is why the Gemara mentioned two cases. If the Gemara only mentioned one case, Taisus would have had no problem. The woman just says, Vika Dikari, the Chavis Kada, and it stopped there, or just with the Kada Chavisa, stopped there. Tell them no problem. Tell his only problem is why mention two cases, right? So Tavis goes ahead, I would have said, he should have just answered. One is if they're arguing over the Moicher is a Muxik and he only wants to give a card. And the second case is when the Kana is Muxik and he doesn't want to give the money. Unless he gets a chavis. That's all Taibis had to say. Instead, Taibis goes through a whole big arichas and he points out that there's a Kenyan Suder. Now, why does he say a Kenyan Suder? So obviously, because if there's no Kenyan at all, then you can stand back out. And if there is a Kenyan and it's not Suder, then from the Kenyan, you should know what it was, because you made a Kenyan. So therefore, he has to say it was a Kenyan Suder. So saying that problem is that Mimana Shach is on the Gemara, even if there be only one case. If there's no Kenyan, you can back out. And if there's a Kenyan Hagbah Meshicha, then we know what the Kenyan was on, and there's no argument. So for the need to say Kenyan Suder is not stemming from Titus's answer.
One second, except that Tysus is
an agat point in the Gemara.
Tysus is
in order to explain the Gemara, you have to say Kenyan Sunder. But it has nothing to do with Tysus, what he's doing.
Well, one second, but so from the Gemara, Tysus is obviously learning that somehow, even though we maybe Kesa shouldn't be kind of, but the Kesa was kind of somehow.
Okay, I don't know. That's a funny answer, somehow. Somehow is not a.
That would explain why he's doing what he's doing.
I understand. Yes, if somehow Kesa is kind of. That would explain it, but the problem is, we Paskin, Kesev is not kind. I don't think anyone disagrees that Kesev is not kind. And I don't think
can
so.
You have a Chalipin?
Like us, whether it's Daraisa or Drabana, but everyone I think agrees that Kesev is not kind. No, I think so. Kesev is not kind.
Can you have a Chalipin of like Shava to Shava? So if it wasn't a Sudar, it means I'll pay you later. But if you trade your card for my watch, so then that's the payment.
Okay, so why did Tavis say Sudar? Because then Chalipin, you know?
No, because that's paid already. Tosus has to give a case where you didn't pay yet, where the cash is still the Muslik on the Dhamman. So that's the Afka with the Sudar, not if you do a trade.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that the other way could have been Chalipin, where, in other words, he's not coming, because he's coming in Afuke, that by the normal case, it could have been Chalipin. And then everyone's kind of everything, okay? Except it's a little funny, it doesn't say it at the end, but okay, maybe, I hear.
He would still be the muksik.
Well, that's good.
If he hadn't actually handed over the money, the lokeach would still be the muksik.
Right, that's what I'm saying, it's good. Right, that's good for the Jews, that's it.
Why did Tosfos have to specify Sudar? I'm saying
Why do you have to specialize Sudar?
Because if you did a Chalip, and if the Kenyan was, I gave you my watch, and I was Kona, the Kaa, the Chavis.
I'm not sure. This is your money. I'm not sure it'd still be Muxik. It's your money. And am I, we argue on whether you have to give you a Chavis or a Kaa.
It's still in his Rishus, and it's a question of how much he was actually mocking to him, then.
You're definitely kind of the money, and the argument is on the Chavis or Kaa. I don't know about that. The money is definitely yours. The question is which is mine, that Chavis or that Chavis? In other words, I'm not sure. I don't know if you're right.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to have to excuse myself. There's an Avaya here, which I have to go to. All right, Shukayach, everyone. Good night.